What are you?
Get it all out of your system.
Just make every possible. They say dogs can make like 1,000 noises. How many do you think Teddy's gotten at him?
I got a bunch.
Yeah. I'm going to say 10 to 20,000.
Yeah, let's give him 30K at least.
30K?
Yeah.
I lowballed it a bit.
Before I came here, there was a giant spider on a curtain. And
you with the spiders?
Yeah, it's a bad problem in our house.
In your house, right?
Yeah.
Well, I saw you giving them the rundown the other day when you guys all walked out.
Did you see
we
them?
Were hanging out.
Yeah, did you go outside and see it?
No, but I looked at them and it looked like you were just pointing at nothing.
No, there was like 6 spiders right under your window.
Can you confirm that?
Like 4.
4?
Can't just say agree.
You're exaggerating.
Anyway, so there's a spider on the curtain and Elaine tells me to kill him. And I felt bad doing it, but I ended up doing it. So I smack him and then it drops and we can't find it.
Yeah, it's dead.
It's got to be
one of
dead.
The other spiders
I hit
will come
hard.
And take care of it.
I hit it pretty hard.
I had an interesting thing
his
happen.
His body's not found, so.
You dumped him in the ocean, gave him a spider's funeral. Yeah.
I had an interesting thing that happened to me last Friday. So me and my buddy, we go out. Yeah, do a little drinking. We haven't seen each other in a little bit. We're drinking.
Are you Joe Rogan?
Having a good time.
Me and my buddy.
So, I didn't black out. Let me preface that. I remember getting home safely in a Uber, and I go home, you know, make something to eat, have another nightcap. I wake up the next morning. This is the same day of our fantasy draft, which I was late to. Unrelated. But.
Sounds.
Is it? Unrelated?
It sounds very related.
It sounds like it.
It sounds directly responsible.
I was
for
up
you.
On time. Nash moved the time back, so I went back to sleep. Didn't set an alarm and overslept that way. So, Nash's fault.
Is this the point of the story?
No. So okay. I go to get my wallet from my last night's pants. Pants are soaking wet. I check my boxers, dry. Check the bed, dry.
You probably changed boxers.
Well, how would my bed be dry?
Because you probably pissed your pants when you were coming in.
No, I remember getting home. I was.
Was it piss?
I think so. So it's either.
Do you remember changing? Did you change?
Why my bed wouldn't be dry? I remember being in bed, getting ready for sleep.
Did you change boxers though? Were you wearing the boxers that you
wore?
Yes,
same ones.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I just woke up and just pissed on my floor.
You probably spilled water on yourself or something.
I hope it was water. I didn't take it and get a big whiff, but I've.
You got a waffle.
I just got him, put him in the wash. I didn't want anything. No chances.
That's your story.
If I couldn't confirm it, then I didn't. But I don't know. I want to know what happened. It's a mystery.
I've got a story, too. I actually went out with a couple of buddies last night to local Mexican spot. You are a miserable person to go out to dinner with.
I'm a fabulous
You
dinner
are
guest.
A terrible no, dinner guest.
What do you guys want to talk
grumpy.
About? We were with each other
we changed
all
the topic
fucking day.
Like 6 times. And
I was with you all day.
Yeah, we were both locked
and
in.
I know
like
Zuckerberg
Teddy's,
and I know Teddy's. I know Teddy's deal.
You know, all his, what are you, over his conversation starters?
Yeah. I think we should be talking about how good of a guy I am because I won a bet with Teddy, and the deal was if I won the bet, he would have to pay for my dinner and drinks.
Yeah, I didn't actually pay for it, number one. I want to let that out there. He offered. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going
to
say no.
Well, you're supposed to be like, no, I'm a man of my word.
I am. I didn't say anything to you. You offered.
He never once. You were the one feeling guilty about it all night. Actually, that was probably what was weighing on you, right? That's why you weren't talking.
Yeah, I was upset.
You kept bringing it up. You're like, I'll send you, 30 if you want.
Yeah,
20.
Well, no,
I never mentioned it.
We did, but I'm like, all right, at the end, I'm like, all right, I'll just Venmo you.
All of a sudden, you grow a conscience.
I felt bad, even though Teddy would never have done it for me.
I forgot to Venmo you last night. I sent it today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right guy?
Yeah, right
guy.
Big man Ted Nerdsoup?
No.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Nerdsoup Podcast 40, right?
Yeah.
And today's show, we are talking about movies, TV, blah, 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 blah. I'm joined today by Aaron, the Nerdsoup Monkey, and Teddy. Teddy, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
I kind of mess up the order there, so I have to go back. SoundCloud, iTunes, you can listen to the Nerdsoup Podcast.
You had to put...
Spotify as well. Send us your questions at nerdsoup4u@gmail.com, nerdsoup4u on Twitter.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
How come we don't just,
send
like,
it to the email.
How come we don't just plug in, like, an intro, like... Each time.
Nah.
You go off the rip every time.
We actually are developing a new intro. If you just did you know about this or this
no,
was a genuine
you,
question?
You guys okay. don't
well you're
kinda
teasing
me.
It. No, we have a new type of intro. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be probably not happening soon, but that look on Aaron's face.
What?
Well this is like
you've been talking about this for months.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been months.
Am I a part of the intro?
Yeah, you are.
All right.
In spirit.
No.
No, you're there. You say something. We took individual drops from our characters.
Okay.
And I think your drop is, this is it, Chief.
I guess it is.
That's your catchphrase.
Any more questions?
No, I'm good.
Can I continue?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we're talking about a couple stories in the world of movies and TV, specifically Netflix, which you don't consider TV, but... You hear this whole thing about Netflix is doing weekly now for reality TV?
Yeah, so that...
Reality?
Yeah, it's a reality TV show, and they're going to drop it weekly so that the ending, I guess, isn't spoiled for people. Could be spoiled.
I think it's just a fact because more people finish before other people, so there's more of a chance that it's all over the internet.
Wasn't The Bachelor, like, spoiled every year?
Is it?
Pretty sure you can just look it up.
That was
because The Bachelor happens, and they all go home, and then they air it for like 10 weeks.
I guess if you're a diehard, you look up The Bachelor stuff. Are you a hardo for Bachelor?
You're a hardo. Look at that hardo over there for Bachelor.
No, I don't watch a Bachelor, but I've heard people talk about it.
Oh yeah, you've heard
that. No, yeah. That's a show that I'll never understand. Like all these guys are trying to get with this one girl. That she's talking to like 7 other guys that
disgusting.
You know of. It's hard. I don't get it. And vice versa for The Bachelorette.
Right. It's like...
Yeah, whatever happened to like the movies?
Yeah. I was telling Elena last night, I'm like...
Barnes & Noble.
Like, you know why these people are so good looking and they're single? Because their personalities suck. Because they are all good looking, every one of them.
I know a couple ugly people with bad personalities, and I'm like, damn, son. You got nothing working for you.
Uncover Teddy's old Bachelor tryout tapes. Hi, I'm Teddy, and I think I'll be perfect for The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, I like
sports. I do a drop back with football.
The Parks and Rec when Andy, he said he tried out for Survivor and Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And they show his audition tape, and he rips open a fish and eats it, and it's like, I think I'll be perfect for
Deal or No Deal. That's great. Would you rather have just the perfect personality? Like, you charm everybody, you're funny, you're charismatic, but you're... ugly, hideous. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather be drop dead gorgeous, but you have the personality of a plank?
Gorgeous.
Ted didn't hesitate.
No. No way I'm walking around.
I'm taking
like
the charming ugly guy. That'd be
really?
Funny. Yeah. Just walk around like Toby Keith. Is that his name?
What scenario am I in?
Toby Keith.
I'm not thinking of Toby. What scenario?
Yeah. Toby McGuire?
You're in like the Met Gala and you're trying to, I don't know. Impress Rihanna.
Not gonna happen anyway. No scenario.
Too unrealistic of a scenario.
Yes. But I want to know how ugly. Like, what's ugly? You know that show, like the blind girl, and she's with that really.
You
really
mean the movie, The Mask?
Is that what it is?
And Rocky Dennis.
Yeah,
no, you're not that ugly. You're not Rocky Dennis.
No,
but you're
that
like.
Guy's ugly.
I was thinking of fucking Jim Carrey.
There's no way that you
the
can.
The Mask.
You know, people like, oh, you clean up pretty well. You'll never clean up well.
Oh.
You can dress well though. That's the thing. You got to compensate.
Sounds gorgeous. Like I'm already living this life.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I'm just describing Aaron. But yeah, we're going to open today's show. I guess we'll just move on. Dave Chappelle's new stand-up, Sticks and Stones, on Netflix. Comedian, the GOAT, my favorite stand-up comedian of all time, coming back.
He is great.
Speaking what's on his mind. And it's been controversial. 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actually,
like,
I think it's got a 17%.
It's like 33 now.
It's at 33.
There was no reviews.
Yeah, there was like 6 reviews, yeah. But... all the headlines is Dave Chappelle going too far? Does he push the envelope too far this time? Is he canceled?
He always pushes the envelope too far, though. That's the thing. Like, he'll never shy away from saying what's on his mind. That's what makes him so great.
It was, I thought it was good. I don't.
It was edgy.
His new stuff.
You don't like it, do you?
You're a little tongue-tied there?
No, his new stuff hasn't been that great. It's like all
Did
the
you
other
watch
stuff.
His last sets?
Yeah, hit or miss, like most of his stuff.
I don't
think
you watched the last two.
I've watched them
no,
on
no.
Netflix.
It's like what you did with the Bond movies that one time. It's like, have you seen James Bond? Yeah, Casino Royale, classic.
Craig ones.
Skyfall, it doesn't really hold up. Hasn't seen either.
It's 2019. All you got to know is the Craig ones and bullshit about the old ones. It's like, yeah, I played the video game.
I was thinking of Toby Jones, not Toby Keith. Go ahead.
Okay. it was hit or miss. I miss old, like, Chappelle Show is peak Dave Chappelle. That's when he was at his fucking best. I want Chappelle's show back. That show,
I disagree. I think this was actually his best stand-up that I've ever seen him do. I think he still got it.
He's original. He's the one when he's in the blue shirt when he was younger, like the button-down. I think that was
the Sesame Street one.
Yeah. That's a fucking
That's
one.
My favorite one.
Oscar, you are so mean. Kids.
See, I think he's still got it, man. I think it was Mark Bernardin who said all the muscles are still firing. And the controversial part...
Well, he is big.
He's gotten big, yeah.
That tight shirt.
Brolic Chappelle?
Yeah.
But the way that he commands the stage, his delivery, the jokes, the commentary, I thought it was all fresh. It was all new. And obviously he was riffing off of current stories, the most controversial one being Michael Jackson. My biggest problem is that he really believes that Michael Jackson is innocent.
I love that joke, the victim joke.
I thought that whole set was brilliant. All the jokes about Macaulay Culkin, that he's a victim blamer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find it offensive. Well, and maybe other people do because, you know, obviously I can't speak for everybody. But I came into this thinking that it was going to be so offensive and so anti-PC, and it really wasn't. I thought it was just Chappelle being Chappelle.
Well, comedy, that's the thing where you could joke about pretty much anything, but as long as you are funny and you're not just being, I guess, aggressive or mean towards anyone, like, on purpose and have an agenda, then it's fine, I would say, for most things. Yeah, like I said, it was hit or miss. A couple times I fucking gave it, like, a big belly laugh. Other times I was just sitting there for, like, 5 minutes and didn't move.
You can't help but, like, appreciate.
And it's hard to make, it's hard to make someone laugh when you're sitting by yourself in your living room.
That's a fact, too.
Yeah, that's I was impressed because I was by myself.
He probably is one of the only guys that will say, or comedian that will say anything that you said, and that's good. And I feel like you gotta appreciate that, because he is gonna, and he is, taking a lot of heat. Some comedians, like, you might think they'll shy away from saying shit like that, or even when they're saying the joke, like, you can tell that, like, they don't want to say it, but they're gonna say it, but, you know, he owns it, and he's saying what he really thinks.
Yeah, if you watch Comedians on Cars Getting Coffee, the way Seinfeld talks about comedians, modern comedians, it's like they're the, like, ancient Greek humorists of our time, and that they're the gatekeepers of the line of the society's morality line, and that it's their job to kind of toe that line and decide what's okay and what's not. I really didn't get that vibe from Chappelle. I think the most controversial bit he did was the LGBTQ bit, which I didn't think it was. The one part that made me cringe was when he made a remark that the one group you're not allowed to upset anymore is the LGBT community, which is ridiculous because every group is offended constantly in today's day. It's just not that one group.
Yeah, if you want to touch upon that, that's one of the parts I just did not find funny at all. And it just, there wasn't really a punchline to it. I was just waiting. Other things, like, too, when he did the school shooter jokes, I laughed at that. Like, laugh at, like, borderline stuff and stuff that you shouldn't laugh about in a comedy show, because that's
if you make it funny, it's funny.
But that's
what
comedy is. It takes sensitive issues and makes you laugh about them. But it's got to be funny. And
I like the bit about how it's the lesbians and the gay guys. They don't like the bees because they can't pick a side.
Well, that's a Larry David joke with him and Rosie O'Donnell. When they're both dating the same woman. And you're like, who does she think he is going to the both?
The Juicy Smoulier. He thought he was a French rapper, right? I thought that bit was brilliant when he's taking the police report.
Yeah.
It's like you're walking around, -12.
Yeah.
Just how unbelievable
Subway?
That story.
Sandwiches?
Sandwiches. He talks about how nobody has rope. It's like, when's the last time you saw a motherfucker carrying around rope?
Yeah. No, there are definitely some good parts, but what are some of the better, I guess, stand-up sets? I feel like when we were kids, I guess we were that right age where, I guess, the internet was just coming off. Like, oh, shit, Dan Cook. Or even Kevin Hart. Like,
Kevin Hart's what
5 years ago when he was dropping new stuff.
Kevin
Hart's
what now is hilarious.
Must-see, like, Comedy Central specials and stuff. Has there been that recently? Well, Chappelle has a big deal at Netflix. That's probably the most prominent one.
Yeah, he gets $20 million per release.
That's ridiculous.
But Joe Rogan recently released a stand-up on Netflix.
Bert Kreischer.
Have you watched
Hot right now?
I've seen some of his stand-up. It's not my favorite.
Who is your favorite?
Of all time?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Don't say Cat Williams.
No, but back when I was... That's what I was trying to say. When we were younger, the Cat Williams, Dane Cook, when we were that age, was hilarious. Then older, Kevin Hart.
Well, recently, Louis C.K. was huge.
Yes.
And then he went through all this controversy.
I think Kevin Hart, I do think
Kevin Hart's the biggest one, yeah.
He gets a bad rap because of his movies aren't usually that great, but his stand-up is...
His stand-up is phenomenal. Yeah. I think that's the best thing he does. His movies are terrible.
I like... John Mulaney.
Yeah.
I think his humor really resonates with me.
Jim Jefferies is
talk
good.
About fucking pushing a line, Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah, well, I love Jeselnik.
Ego is fucking dark.
But he hasn't had his big special that's come out on one of these major networks. I remember he had the show on Comedy Central for a couple of years.
Well,
Jeselnik something.
Yeah, I don't think... Every time they get these little shows, except for Chappelle, who absolutely fucking killed it with Chappelle's show, but when they get, like, the Jeselnik effect, those usually aren't that great.
Yeah.
That's
what Chappelle's gone back to, is just he loves doing stand-up, so...
Do you think that's the hardest thing?
He took
the
break because of how PC the world is right now, too. He even said, like, how much he hates...
Well, the fame.
The audience. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. I didn't think he went so anti-PC.
That bit, too, was cringy.
When he was doing impersonations?
That was...
Well, I love that because I knew he wasn't going to do an impersonation. Chappelle, he does the same voice for everybody. He has his white voice, and then he's got his Chappelle voice.
Yeah.
But I love the bit too.
His
about,
Prince though is spot on.
Buying
a gun. I don't know if it's spot on, but that's how I view Prince because I know I wasn't angry over Prince. So it's my only recollection. My only knowledge of Prince is
Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle when I was younger.
But I love that bit that he did about buying a shotgun when he got the buckshot ammo.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he's like, the man looked me dead in the eye and said, "That won't kill a man." That whole bit was amazing.
That was a funny bit, too.
Everything about the opioid epidemic I thought was great. When he's like, now I understand how it feels watching this. When white people didn't care about us with the crack epidemic, I don't give a shit either. Hang in there, whites. That was great. I think he's just one of the best social critics. And I used to say the same thing about Louis C.K., and you can't take away the genius of his stand-up. I was a big Louis C.K. fan.
Well, who's the big guy now? Like Bill Burr?
Bill Burr is up there. Like still Chappelle. Big. Hart, really you mean watch. Like the in the Louis C.K. vein?
Yeah, who's like the big guy besides Chappelle that drops a stand-up that everyone's like, oh, shit.
Is it Ansari, kind of?
After
he dropped his special, and it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Sebastian, probably.
Who's that?
I don't find him
Sebastian
funny either.
Miniscalco? I can't say his name.
I haven't even heard of him.
He hosted the MTV. I love the VMAs. Terrible.
I wouldn't say he's one of my favorites, but I like listening to him. My favorite is probably Andrew Dice Clay and Steve Harvey.
Those are legends.
Hilarious, dude.
Yeah, those are old school. My favorite all time is Chappelle, but from the older generation, it would be George Carlin. To me, was the
Bernie
best.
Mac too, man. Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean those guys. Eddie Murphy in his prime was great.
I just listened. Actually, I went on a little kick for stand up because Apple Music has a bunch of like comedic albums out. So I ran through Steve Harvey's, Eddie Murphy's, Cat Williams, Kevin Hart's. Bernie Max.
I know you love stand-up.
Yo, that's so fun. Eddie Murphy, I didn't know how funny he was. He is hilarious.
Yeah, when he's got that red...
the red jumpsuit on?
Yeah, the red jumpsuit.
Shit,
yeah,
yeah. That's when crying, he was at his dude. Best.
Also made a fire hit of a song.
Yeah, apparently. We heard an Eddie Murphy song yesterday out to dinner. I had no idea that man ever released.
Like, you know who sings this? Like, I'm like, Eddie Murphy? Like, I don't believe you. You're the Shazam.
How happy were
that
you?
That was embarrassing.
How happy were
me.
You when
like,
that
you
came
don't
on?
Take my word that... That was
it was such a ridiculous statement.
Yeah.
We should have taken your word because you were so dead serious.
Well, Teddy should have bet me again. I would have won another one.
I'm so mad. I still think it shouldn't count because I watched it during my rewatch. Well, not my rewatch, my watching of season two.
What was the bet?
That a certain scene in Mindhunter happened in season one or season two.
Well, Ted, you're the king of that, man. You always misremember things. And, yeah. And then you get mad at the other person. You're like, what are you, stupid? You pulled that out on him.
I told him last night I would have bet my savings on it.
You said $1,000.
I would have threw my savings on it.
And I ended up paying for my... Well, no, he took care of tax and tip and stuff. So.
Well, I took
So who won that bet then?
Nobody. It was a winless bet. But as for the stand-up and it being so controversial, I mean...
I say watch it and judge yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the one where it's going to be like, finally, comedians have gone too far. I didn't get that at all from this.
No way.
That's always, you know.
He would be the one to do it, though. It would be him.
That's the thing. He was never that edgy. I mean, he made jokes about black people and white people and gay people and all different types of people. He had the racial draft, but it was never so... Because he's good at it. He knows how to craft clever jokes. It's when he was talking about Kevin Hart and the controversy with his tweets, those jokes, those weren't jokes. That's the problem with comedy back in like the mid-2000s and the 90s. That they would have these homophobic jokes that were just kind of homophobic statements.
Yeah.
When Kevin Hart was like, if my son was ever playing with a doll, I'd hit him over the head with a doll house. That, where's the joke?
Yeah.
So you would assault just, your kid. For
yeah, that's, yeah. That's not funny.
And I'm still a big Kevin Hart fan, and I think he was very much a product of that time where it was this funny? I guess in the time, to many people, it was funny. Looking back, you kind of look back and cringe and...
Well,
never get away with that today.
Comedy is always the hardest thing to do. Even just in a general sense, the most basic fucking, what's the show? Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
People think that's the best thing since sliced bread. I can watch that and just not even move.
Well,
crack a smile or even think about laughing.
Well, it's like you're...
It's the number one comedy the past 10 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about it. You're performing in a stadium. I mean, he wasn't doing it in there, but I'm saying in general, big comics will perform in a stadium full of people where, like, me and us three have the same kind of humor, but if us three were strangers, like, we all think certain things are funny.
Right.
Where, like you were saying, it is one of the hardest things to do, making that whole fucking stadium laugh.
Yeah, and he's very much, that's why I think it's more difficult when they're doing kind of the underground circuits performing in comedy clubs in
that's
New York
harder.
City, LA, because you get, because with Chappelle, it's people that are fans of him.
Yeah, so same thing with the stadiums, I guess. If you're a fan of Kevin Hart, you're going to go to
but
the Kevin Hart.
It's still difficult. I mean, you can go up there, and the audience is only going to give you a certain amount of time before they start booing and jeering. Look at the Seinfeld dude.
Oh, yeah.
Kramer, when his set was just bombing, and then the route that he went.
Yeah.
But
I think everyone can agree on a couple things that are funny.
Right.
Getting kicked in the nuts. that'll crack. I think that'll get most people 100% of the time.
If you get hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting hurt is one.
Physical
farting.
Humor.
Just had to say it.
Just say it, yeah.
Nice fart.
Poop.
And dead babies. All right, let's move on to the next story here. We got a... Yeah, let's move on to the next story. Dave Chappelle. What would you guys give it out of 10? We have to throw a score.
7.2.
7.2.
Aggressive, but all right.
I don't know. Hit or miss.
Sorry.
I never rated a comedy special before.
Well, now you are. Where does it sit?
What?
Where does it sit?
I said 6.
I said, where does it sit? You said 6?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you say 6.
I said it again, and you still asked me the same thing.
I guess I did. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to something a bit less controversial. Bad Boys 3 coming back. Boys for Life.
Is that less controversial?
I think so. I think we can all agree that it looks terrible.
Yes.
It's not controversial if we're all in agreement of how bad it looks. Bad Boys for Life, maybe you make that the fourth film in the series, and you just call this Bad Boys 3?
Nope.
You don't want them coming back?
No. God, no.
Bad Boys
looks horrible.
Martin Lawrence looks like... They were like, dude, you need to get in some sort of shape.
I kind of hope like the opening scene is him being out of shape, and then like the movie is like Fat Thor.
Right.
And
he's coming back to get him.
Yeah.
It's like, we need you, Martin.
Yeah.
I wish they would have just got Kevin Hart. And like he was like,
work?
Martin Lawrence's like nephew. And it's like, we need to find my uncle. And Will Smith's like, fuck him. You know, he betrayed me. And he's like Luke Skywalker. He exiled himself to Cuba.
What?
So kind of like the Boys kind of thing, like where like Martin Lawrence is working with Will. It's like, no, we're not going to get him, you know?
No, Kevin Hart is working with Will.
Okay, then we got to get my uncle.
They have to find Martin Lawrence, bring him back. For
okay.
What reason? Because he was in the first two.
Right.
I mean, the trailer went about as I would expect it to go.
The one thing I will say is I like...
I don't know, what else are you expecting?
I like that they're not veering off.
It could be a fun, cool movie. Yeah. I don't know. Martin Lawrence, I always found him funny.
They're not veering off of what the first two were. Like, all the same jokes.
What were the
first
two? Just the same buddy cop and...
No, but they're bad. They're bad movies.
The first
two? There's buddy cops and then there's...
They're not
They're awful.
No, they're not.
They're fun.
I think the first two bad boy movies are just unwatchable.
That's horrible to say.
I never enjoyed them.
I love them.
I mean, I like the scene where the kid's taking out the daughter and Will Smith curses. It's like, oh, he did a curse.
I didn't even like pay attention.
You didn't see it either?
I know. I watched a trailer, but I couldn't tell
you one and two.
That happened. Oh yeah, no. Yeah, they're fine.
They sing the song. I guess it's rated R, right?
I hope not. Nah. I don't know. I don't care what it's rated. Let me go see it.
Okay. Well, you go see it, then we won't review it.
I think
I'll do my own review. I'll do a blog.
It could be fine. When's
your
Gemini
your
Man
insight
coming
here
out?
Is like unbelievable.
I don't know what the fuck to say. What do you want me to say? It's a 2-minute
like,
trailer.
You know. You got what you got from the trailer.
That's all. I don't care about this. I'm not a bad boys fan like Teddy.
You're not a bad boys fan? Is that what they're called?
Good bad
the,
boys.
The bad boys?
Yeah. Good bad.
The old chief is back too. I like
oh,
that.
Yeah, that's good. That's
who
good.
Who played the old chief?
I don't know his name, but same guy as the first two.
Okay.
You know, the guy that,
He's
you can't be doing
the,
this, you know? You're costing us money. You know?
Yeah.
Just get the job done.
He's always giving him a hard time.
Yeah.
But he's got a heart of gold.
But he loves them.
Right. Mm. He cleans up their messes.
When did Gemini Man come out?
You took a bad boy and you made another bad boy movie. Can you do that? Apparently you can. It's taken them years to
Will
get this
Smith's
off the
ground. Will Smith's going to go 0-2, it looks like.
What do you mean?
Gemini Man and...
Oh, well, so back to back. Well, I mean,
how far back you want to go?
Yeah, 0-2.
Well, right
Batman's
now,
like sitting on like 0-13 at this point.
Yeah, he's got Aladdin.
Guess.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Pursuit of Happiness.
That's a win.
Everybody brings that up.
Concussion.
13 years ago. Concussion.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince, yeah. Great sitcom.
It was like 13 seasons. That's 13 wins.
I think it was like 5 seasons.
No, it wasn't over 10.
You want to bet that? No.
No, I don't want to bet
savings?
That.
Savings?
No.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's move on to the next story here. Bad Boys 3, Bad Boys for Life. Very confusing. But The Joker, not confused at all. People seem to be in agreement that this movie is going to be very good. Early reviews, I think it's sitting at 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's a good sign.
It's great to see.
Yeah, I didn't want this movie to be divisive, because if it was, we were going to have to sit through these debates for the next 10 years. But now, the only debate we're going to get is Ledger.
You still got a debate coming, though.
Ledger versus Joaquin Phoenix. And I think that debate is going to... I hope it's tasteful, because as soon as something new comes out and it's good, everybody likes to shit on the old thing. Everybody's going to be like, oh, it was PG-13, it was, you know, Ledger...
It goes both ways,
He was
though.
Too goofy, you know.
It goes both ways, because they're going to be stands for Ledger, and then there's going to be the new stands for
Well, it's
Joaquin.
Like, I was going to say, when you have two greats going up against each other,
yeah,
you know, you respect the other one, but you have a nice debate about it. Then think about, like, LeBron Jordan.
There's never a debate where it's like, everyone gets so fucking hostile, and you bring up LeBron
You see two people
Jordan.
Coming together in the barbershop, just, you know, light the incense. You give your points, I'll give my points, then we shake on it.
Yeah.
It's never that.
No.
LeBron Kobe is more toxic, but I wonder how this is going to go.
LeBron Kobe is probably Heath Ledger, Jared Leto.
No, that's so disrespectful to Kobe. Are you kidding me?
Well, all right, Jack Nicholson. No, but people think Jack Nicholson's the GOAT.
Yeah, but don't do Leto. I mean, LeBron.
Leto was a little extreme. There wasn't a.
That's like LeBron Durant.
Okay. No, wait, LeBron, like Dirk.
LeBron Dirk? It's like LeBron Michael Red. But this is good. I mean, the vibes that people are getting from this are saying King of Comedy, which is my favorite Scorsese, and Joaquin Phoenix's performance, people are saying Oscar. A couple of reviewers that I've read.
Well, I've seen Masterpiece get thrown out there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Has he... Does Joaquin have an Oscar?
No, he's a couple nominations. The Master.
He's like one of the most prominent ones that haven't won. Him and Jason Statham.
Jason Statham
doesn't have one.
He's never been nominated.
I know. Wow. That's ridiculous.
I know.
He's so good in everything. Like Hobbs and Shaw, he probably won't get one for that, but I'm just saying he's great in
just
that.
They would put him up in as supporting, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I hope so. Let's start the Oscar push for Jason Statham.
Not this year.
Well, wait.
He deserves one eventually, but just not this season.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
But he's young, you know? He's got a hot wife, so he's got years ahead of him.
Yeah. I think he just needs to find the right role, right director, and he can really put in a performance with the ages.
Are you guys trying to do something right now? I don't know what you guys are trying to do.
You know what it is, too, with Joaquin Phoenix? He said that he lost 52 pounds for the role, so that people love weight transformations.
Yeah.
You lose or gain weight.
Dedication.
Oscar.
That's like McConaughey.
Or Bale.
Yeah, Bale.
Bale's
that guy fluctuates like
that. Dude should like start a program. It's like you want to lose weight and then gain it back right away.
Mm-hmm. I bet their weight loss programs are pretty intense with not eating.
Well, they seem like Joaquin seems a little nutty. Mm-hmm. So does Christian Bale. They seem very dedicated to the craft.
Well, look at
he seems perfect for the role. His personality.
Well, somebody made that point too that Joaquin. The casting of Joaquin was so obvious that there was never any pushback. With Ledger, everybody thought, this isn't going to work. He's some pretty boy who's in rom-coms. But he kind of made the character his own. He reinterpreted it. With Joaquin, you kind of see a lot of the Joker lore already in him in other performances. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
People said the same thing about Leto, but that's script directing. With Joaquin, it seems like...
Set to fail.
Yeah. It seems like the perfect storm where all these artists are coming together with the... Very similar vision in mind, and that's always cool.
I was watching You Were Never Really Here, You Were Never Really There last night.
Great movie.
A couple nights ago. That's like a prequel right there.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Like, but a more like badass like Joker that was fucking...
Kind of a good guy.
Yeah.
Basically a good guy.
But it's like pretty much like secret ops or whatever.
Right. He's got some sort of
but
history.
He's fucking nuts too, and he has like same mannerisms, so... Yeah, he is perfect for the
Even
role.
The relationship with his mother in that movie.
True.
That's the first thing I notice about the Joker trailer is him living with his mom. It reminded me of that movie.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I can't wait for this movie. I think we have another month or so.
I told you it was going to be good.
You did. Yeah, you called it. Did you?
My uncle?
Yeah, he did.
Really good movie.
But that was like such a...
Well, that's like you do that with sports all the time.
What?
Like you always say that you called RG3 wasn't going to be a good quarterback. And I always used to ask him at the time. I was like, why?
Never said he was going to be good.
Just don't like
you
him.
You said he was going to be better than Luck, and I said no.
Well, I had a reason, though. My uncle was worked on the cast.
Did he, though?
Yeah, he's the casting director.
He was the casting director for... So he casted Joaquin Phoenix.
His company casted Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay. What's the name of his company?
I don't know.
It's just weird that we never get like tickets or anything. Or
I've asked a million times.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to the premiere.
I didn't. I did, and I couldn't get them.
Well,
imagine that. Imagine us at the premiere of Joker.
Imagine that, huh? Nerd soup at the Joker premiere. Tuxes.
I wouldn't wear a tux.
Do you wear tux?
I wouldn't wear a tux.
You wouldn't wear a tux?
I probably wear nice khakis.
Nice khakis.
Nice khakis, chucks.
Nice pair of Jordan shorts.
Remember when you said Rondo was better than James Harden?
All right, let's move on here. Yeah, Bad Boys 3, Joker trailer. Do we have anything else?
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit trailer. We have a new trailer for Jojo Rabbit. Ted, that's a good pull. Great trailer.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, yeah. This was such a good trailer. And the storyline of him finding this girl, this young Jewish girl hiding out, that's going to be an interesting relationship. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if this is going to be as edgy as Disney is making it out, because there was a report that Disney didn't want to release it because they thought it was too edgy.
Well, they put the Fox spotlight right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows.
This is Fox. This is us.
Guy with the megaphone.
I hope this is really edgy. I hope this pushes the envelope. So Hitler is his conscience of what he should be doing?
Yeah, I think it's
like what he was brought up to do. And like,
it's weird. It's a coming-of-age movie in Nazi Germany. So not only are you becoming an adult, but you're also becoming a Nazi. Hmm. So that kind of puts a wrench in things. So he's trying to figure out what he's supposed to do. And
yeah,
it's
but
like,
the story
oh.
is him trying to branch, like he's growing his own mind, like he's starting to grow out of Nazism.
Well, he's like, I guess, he's this imaginary friend, how he imagines Hitler. Because if you think about it, you're a Nazi youth, your entire life people are telling you how awesome Hitler is. You probably get all these stories about him breathing underwater and fighting aliens. It's like, oh, this guy's awesome. He would be Taika Waititi in the funny little mustache, right? It's propaganda.
I agree.
Yeah.
The kids are hilarious.
But the script seems great. I mean, Taika Waititi, Hunt for the Wilder People, is one of my all-time favorites of the decade.
They brought those two up. But they had Thor and Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah, I think those are his two best. And people love What We Do in the Shadows. That's another great one. But I'm so excited for this.
This looks really good. And cast looks great. I think, I don't know, it doesn't look too... I think just the whole thing is... With Disney, it's probably like, oh, Hitler has a goofy imaginary friend. So you can't have this at Disney.
They're not going to sell Hitler imaginary friend toys.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be edgy shit in the trailer.
I don't think it's going to be. It's nothing too crazy. I mean, Taika Waititi, I think it's going to be very smart, satirical, and it's just going to be. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great movie. Looks like Scarlett Johansson, she's the one kind of keeping her there. What was that?
She looks great.
Boy, she just puts her foot in her mouth, huh? Every time she opens it.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't want to be her publicist. But
maybe you would. It's fun, you know?
But she looks like she's the one that's helping hide this little girl. So that's going to be a cool dynamic with this kid who's growing
that's
up.
That's his mom, right?
Scarlett? Yeah, with all the propaganda and then his mom being like, no.
Steven Merchant was funny when they opened the door. Hi, Hitler. Just having a good
Yo,
time.
Yo, Steven Merchant's hilarious, man.
He is great, man. I love Steven Merchant. Love that whole Office crew.
Well,
you think this gets nominated for Oscars? You think it's Oscar-worthy?
Probably
I hope it is.
Not in the sense that it's just not like an Oscar-type movie, but it could be one of those.
It could be.
It could be like, was Hunt for the Wilder People nominated?
I want to say it was nominated for Best Foreign Film. Actually, no, I think it was snubbed. It should have been.
Yeah, so a lot of times these really good movies that are kind of become cult classics that people like for years to come aren't always the ones nominated. That's fine. Blade Runner 2049 didn't get nominated.
No. Not for much. Cinematography, it did.
Well, for Best Picture.
Best Picture, no, yeah. Well, I think that was like last year was, to me, Vice being nominated for Best Picture and Bohemian Rhapsody. What? How did that happen?
I liked Vice.
Well, I love Vice as well, but Best Picture? Top 8 movie of the year? No way. But maybe Jojo Rabbit will surprise us.
You guys just saw a Shia LaBeouf movie, right?
Yeah, The Peanut Butter Falcon.
How was that?
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was very sweet, very wholesome. Good message, good acting.
Good time at the movies.
I gotta see it. Watching the trailer, that looks like a Shia LaBeouf movie.
It was perfect for
how
him.
He is right
he's
now.
He's really good.
He's been playing characters that kind of mirror his own life.
Yeah.
The kind of trajectory that he's gone down, where he's made some controversial statements, he's done some controversial things, but there's a scene in the movie where he's wondering if he's a good guy or a bad guy. And it's very much, even the movie he's got coming out, where it's literally is his life, right? He's playing his father.
He's playing his dad. That's a wild move.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting because you kind of forget, oh, yeah, he was a child star. You know, he grew up on Disney. He probably had like it looks like a Joe Jackson type father.
Is him and his dad on good terms? Is it like a movie?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Oh, yeah?
No, it doesn't paint him in the best light.
He seems like, you know, Joe Jackson and Michael Jackson, how Joe Jackson just kind of like
treated Michael Jackson like shit.
Right, yeah. It kind of felt like that, where he was banking on his child becoming famous and rich, and he was eating off of his child, basically.
Do you guys see that documentary or, like, short movie on Michael Jackson and his family when they were kids?
I've seen a couple of them. I mean,
some stories. If it's true, it's fucked up. Man.
Me and Aaron were talking about that the other day. I think people forget how fucked up of a life and how fucked up of a person Michael Jackson was anyway.
All anyone saw was the Jackson 5 and how happy and, like, go-lucky he was. No one saw behind the scenes.
I'll make the argument that their music is better than his.
The Jackson 5?
Yeah.
No way.
Best of Jackson 5? Ooh. I could listen to
that
all day.
Are you taking Thriller or Jackson 5?
Jackson 5.
Oh, my God. No way. Thriller.
I think best Michael Jackson is Off the Wall, though.
And living off the wall.
All right, let's move on here. That's it, right?
Is it?
What do you think about the Peanut Butter Falcon, Aaron?
Really good. I gave it like an 8.8, I think. It's a nice, it's a very heartwarming film, mm-hmm. and we need that. We don't get many of those too often, so. I was surprised when I saw it was like a 95% Rotten Tomatoes.
95, yeah.
And, yeah, I think Shia LaBeouf gets,
it's
kind
bad
of
rap.
Like a meme, but he's a really, really good actor. Very passionate, too. You could tell, like, he's very passionate about his work.
He seemed to be having a great time in this movie. And the actor, I don't know his name, who played Zach, mm-hmm. was fantastic. And mm-hmm. Dakota Johnson, that's my girl. Everybody knows that. So back off. All right, you guys want to go to fan questions?
Sure.
Yeah.
This question here from Trey at CW_Riley3. Best classic Disney cartoon movie? I think we've answered a question like this before.
What's my...
You repeat
Hercules,
questions
maybe?
All the time.
But this is a new...
I know, but you'll ask the same thing from different people. I'm not telling you how to pick questions or anything.
Do you have a favorite classic? You didn't have much of a childhood, right? Just you in the back making bread. Didn't you say that your mom was like a bread farmer?
No, he wasn't allowed to have chocolate or some shit like that. Or candy.
Right, yeah, yeah. So you were in the back making dark chocolate.
You guys are both way off.
You said your mom went like vegan when you were a kid and you couldn't have anything.
Closer.
Something like that, right?
You said chocolate. Your mom was a Scientologist and you guys weren't allowed
and
to
had,
drink water.
You had the worst childhood growing up, and that's why you are how you are right now.
So she just fed you wet food and that hydrated you.
Nice canned tuna.
All right,
no,
this
I just said my mom didn't... We didn't have a microwave in our house. She doesn't trust them.
Well, you got to be more specific. She didn't trust the microwaves?
The radiation.
No one did, man.
I remember that.
Conspiracy theory.
Don't stand in front of the microwave.
And she did go vegetarian, so I would eat like shit for fucking...
Who is that? Who's the astrologist that's on Joe Rogan? What guy's name? The really, really smart guy?
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, you said that microwave...
Astrologist?
Is he an astrologist?
He's an astrophysicist.
Okay. Same thing.
Oh, Teddy.
No, you said that microwaves don't give off radiation and that it's all just a big hoax.
Yeah, my argument is it's worth it.
No, yeah, definitely. 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like the anti-vax people. Even if you were right, still worth it. Like, what do you want to die at 30? Polio?
Yeah. Take the chance. Get the, you know, get sick for a little bit.
You and Elena are anti-vaxxers, right?
I'm not. Don't put me in that close.
No, yeah. Didn't you tell us a story? Like, when you get a kid, you're not going to get vaccinations, that it's all a government hoax.
Yeah, easy.
I do remember. Yeah, Elena was like, please, Teddy, we need to vaccinate the kid. You were like, we will not.
Yeah. Natural you're like really medicine, firm on that.
Honey, green tea.
Depends what the vaccination is.
All right, yeah, so classic Disney cartoon.
Well, I just made that up and got Teddy to agree by the end of it.
Hercules.
Yeah, at the end of it, he's like, you gaslit him.
Can you answer the question? I want to know what yours is.
Fantasia. Of course it is, right? Oh, Bo likes Fantasia. Yeah, I do, because the music's good and the animation's good.
What's yours?
Lion King.
This question here from Sully at Sell 5000. It's not the pilot.
You guys are watching cartoons. I was watching sophisticated films. That's like Sandlot.
That's like our friends.
Perfect movie to watch when you're sick and stuck in bed.
Bad Boys.
I could see that. When I'm sick, I like watching bad movies.
No, actually, Men in Black is probably my favorite. When I'm like, I got nothing to watch and I'm just home.
That's a good sick movie.
I never really get sick.
Pixar? Oh, little sick brag.
Okay. Okay.
Weird flex, but sick. Okay. Go ahead.
The vaccinations.
You know, I can't... Yeah, that is true. I can't remember the last time you were like, I can't come, I'm sick.
I've never been like bedridden before.
That's like Dennis.
You don't get shrimp.
No. Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
Hasn't thrown up in like 4 years.
Oh, that's so funny.
I've thrown up.
That's when he has a black and white cookie, right?
Yeah. It was the black and white cookie.
Yeah, made him throw up. Yeah, he was talking it up. How harmonious, the black and white cookie.
Two races
come together. Yeah, I'm bedridden like twice a year.
Yeah, now that I said this, I'm going to be fucking...
Oh, yeah, you're going to get wisdom tooth, strep throat.
Thinking worse, terminal.
I'm a walking mucus.
I'm a goner.
I'm a walking mucus.
I'm getting too cocky. God's up there like, oh, you wait. I'm about to strike you down.
Oh, he's the ah-ha-ha. Yeah. Getting ready to take you out.
But if I'm like bedridden, like hungover-wise, I'll just watch like Lord of the Rings and order a massive feast.
Pixar for me. A lot of kids' movies. This question here from Axel of House Rizzo at Ax Rizzo. Any funny college stories from the squad? Aaron's like,
I got a funny one about Teddy.
I don't know. When I was at Mizzou.
Teddy at Mizzou. Can't end well.
No, I didn't go to Mizzou.
You have a Mizzou sweatshirt that I have.
Wait, what's your funny story?
Oh, I thought maybe you were visiting somebody at Mizzou. I thought you had a story here.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like if you went to college. I didn't go to college.
Oh, okay. Aaron?
What's your story?
About you?
Yeah. I'm curious.
When we all did Molly and you ended up at a house, random house by yourself, dancing with some kid and DJing for
all right,
you.
Tell the story.
That sounds like an amazing story. Why did you just bury that?
Tell the story, but don't say Molly. Say I was drunk or something.
Ted was on Molly.
That takes away the best part of the joke.
No, it doesn't.
You could be on Molly. Who do you think's listening to this?
Actually, she's not going to hear this, right?
You did a couple years ago. You did Molly.
Well, she doesn't know I did Molly.
What do you think? She's going to end the marriage?
It's one time
just tell the story. Just tell it.
I don't want to put him out.
Just say it.
Everyone thinks he's a junkie.
Just say I was drunk
because he did Molly.
Just say I was drunk.
I'm getting ready to do acid next.
All right, no. Say that I drank jungle juice. You were feeding me jungle juice.
Let's just move on because we're.
So Teddy came to visit me one time, and you were at
college.
Oh no! Yeah, he said. You read the question, so you would know that it is.
Well, I don't know anymore. He's going to Mizzou, then he doesn't go to college.
So he comes to visit me. We're all hanging out, right? And,
Sick invite.
Yeah, no, I didn't invite you. We're having a good time. You know, it's college, drinking, all the crazy stuff's going on. We can't find Teddy. We have, like, a group of them came up to visit me.
Oh, no.
They're nice. Oh, visit my old friend Aaron.
There's, like, six of us.
Yeah, so they all came up to visit. We can't find Teddy.
It's a school of Lindeners people.
It honestly was.
No one could find him. So, all right, like, I'm walking back, and I'm like, oh, let me stop at my friend's house real quick. This is the other kid I know. Never introduced Teddy to him. He's in the living room, which is him and this kid, and he's busted down fucking heavy techno beats. Teddy's just in the middle of the dance floor going all out. Yo. Sweating, all this crazy stuff. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, how'd you get here? Like, I don't know. Just kept dancing.
Yo, fucking the kid.
Were you on Molly or something?
The kid had like finger lights.
Oh,
bro.
No. Yeah.
I think I went to heaven.
Yeah.
He was in my face like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting there like.
Yeah, good fingering.
It was. That was like the best time of my life.
Yeah. Getting fingered by the lights. This question here from Ulrich at Trap Ulrich. Who do you think won, Jay-Z versus Nas, and why?
Ooh,
good
question. Like that.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, we're all kind of Jay-Z fanboys here.
I'm a Nas fan. There is a reasoning, because Nas is just...
Ether was fire.
Yeah, but it's just...
It's a great diss track.
It's just insults about stuff like...
It's like, you're stupid, you're ugly.
All this different stuff. Like, Jay-Z...
I hate you.
Like Eminem diss tracks.
Yeah. Jay-Z actually has facts, like, yeah, and puts them in the raps, and it flows so well. It's a better song. Yeah.
It is.
Ether's like, oh, look, you called him a name. Oh, wow, that's so good.
Jay-Z. You once said Jay-Z killed Nas with math, so
yeah.
Case closed. Did one hot album every 10-year average? That's just the bar.
It's just lame.
You ain't live it. You witness it from your folks' pad.
I mean, a notepad created your life.
Jay-Z to me is not
only a Jay-Z stan.
I am I think he's the GOAT, not just because he does business and he's made a lot of money. I think lyrically he's the best of all time.
He is great.
I think it's very close lyrically, Nas and Jay-Z. I think I give Jay-Z the edge because of I think he has more nuance to his lyrics.
And just dominating for year after year, album after album.
Yeah, he's a better artist.
The only knock I put on Jay-Z is, like you said it, when I kind of feel like he bit Biggie.
Yes. But it was also, and Nas.
But it's also tough though, because I mean, no, Biggie has like one of the best flows.
Well, for East Coast sound, Nas and Biggie are not Rakim, it goes Rakim, and then Nas kind of took that to the next level, and then Biggie introduced kind of this mafioso, I'm a gangster, but
yeah,
I'm
like
not
a Don.
I'm not a, yeah, like the Don mafioso rap. Wu-Tang too, with, you know, Raekwon and Method Man. But I think Jay-Z just took the best from Biggie and Nas. whereas the lyrical dexterity and also the persona. Because Biggie was a great lyricist, too. But Jay-Z is, I mean, he's obviously influenced by both of them.
It wasn't biting, like, you stole his whole flow. It's like, if you grow up on someone, like, you know, you idolize them. Like, you want to rap like him.
Yeah, who do you think Eminem bit?
Yeah.
Nas. A lot of people took Nas's flow. And
I'm in 10th grade, we thought Lil Wayne was like, oh, he's coming. John was like, next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy Baby. Like, oh, he might have a point.
I won't forget next time.
No, at that, you can't lie, though, at that point.
No.
Wayne was.
Yeah, I think a lot of the older generation hated him because the subject matter was a lot drugs and women. But lyrically, he was great. I mean, he had bars for days back in like 06, 07, 08 when he was just dropping mixtapes.
He was on every fucking song that was ever made.
But I think Jay-Z won because it's just a bit more clever. Ether's a great song, though.
Do more questions like that.
This question here from Josh at Josh850842822. Are you still going to see The Irishman knowing that it's 3 hours long?
3.5. Don't try to sneak that in on me.
It's 2 hours, 59 minutes.
Yeah, I'll still see it. Not in theaters, though. It's coming out a month later on Netflix. That's perfect for me.
You can pause it all you want. Bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to take you a week to watch it.
No, I'll finish it in a night.
You want weekly drops
Fortnite.
Of The Irishman.
Fortnite.
45-minute drops.
This question here from Lord Ruler at Makoba19. Is the moon flat?
See, everyone's focused on the Earth. No one's asking if that big ball of cheese in the sky is actually a nice...
big ball of cheese.
A nice flat...
big ball of flat cheese that you throw on a sandwich. No. This question here from Zachary...
Does the moon exist?
Oh, wow. Do I exist? Does anything exist?
Yeah.
That's like the question if...
How could birds be real if our eyes aren't?
No, it's a tough... It's like a tongue twister. If is nothing is classified as...
Yes.
No, if you can mirrors be real?
If you can classify something as
birds?
Nothing...
I said birds.
Does that mean nothing is something?
I don't know, Ted.
He had one tweet once where I was like, okay, he's onto something.
Who?
Jaden Smith. I was like, he's tapped into his third eye and he's getting information from somebody. He had a fucking bar.
I love going down like ridiculous ideas where they're not at like, where you could be like, oh, I could see it, but you just know like logically that's not the case at all. But
did anybody hear mine flat just now?
No, not that, obviously, but I don't like conspiracy theories.
Yeah, what was... If you were hoping that we heard it so we could tell it back to you.
If nothing is classified as something, does that mean... Fuck. I just had it. Right, we'll play it back.
Okay, yeah, that's fun. Yeah, we'll play it back. We'll come right back to this. And we're back. Teddy, what was it? Just kidding. This question here from Ryan at Ryan Taft Legal. How do I find love? Craigslist?
Find love at a McDonald's.
They're well, doing Teddy, you're getting married, right?
Shut buy the one, get one for $1.
What was the question?
So you can get a Big Mac and then a 10-piece for $1. That's a value that you can't help but take home.
What was the question?
Ryan wants to know, how do I find love?
Oh. You don't find it, man. It finds you.
That was a Jaden Smith tweet. This question here from T at Sansa's Dove. Have any of you guys seen Euphoria?
No. I hear a lot about it, though.
But I hear kids are going crazy. Drugs, sex. You hear about this?
No. You seen it?
Kids are out here...
doing drugs and sex?
And sex.
Same time?
Kids God forbid.
Kids having drug-infested babies.
Yeah.
This question here from Mother...
That's all I've ever heard of.
And I hear Zendaya is fantastic.
Yeah, all I've heard was to watch it.
She's a very good actress. Mm-hmm. This question here from Mother of Dragons at Jador Jacqueline. Which upcoming Marvel project are each of you most excited for?
Ooh.
Shang-Chi is my...
Yeah.
Because I want to see if they're going to make him where he can make copies of himself.
Yeah.
And he just beats the crap out of everyone.
I'm more excited to see a new character.
Yeah. I need some Shang-Chi in my life.
And
I think
Thor.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, Doctor Strange, too.
Into the Strangeverse? That's not what it's called.
That's going to be fucking fire. I can't wait for that.
This question here from Jackson's Brain at No Notorious JRP. What movie did the Nerdsuit family most vehemently disagree on?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Being a classic?
Yeah, that's probably it.
But you don't hate Forrest Gump.
He does.
No. I don't think it's... If I had to put a number on it, I don't know if I want to do this in front of you guys.
If it's under 7, don't say it.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not giving Forrest Gump a 7. What do you guys give Forrest Gump out of 10?
9.6.
Yeah,
a 9.6?
It's a masterpiece.
It is. So it's as good as John Wick 3.
It's
That's a bold statement.
Much better than John Wick 3. Why are you disrespecting Forrest like that?
I feel like he's riding a trend.
Yeah, he's trying to be like different. Yeah,
trend rider.
No, he's not riding it. He's
I'm fucking driving
he's
it.
He's fighting it.
Yeah, I'm fighting the trend. I'm holding it with a broom, but
no, I feel like the trend is to not like Forrest Gump.
No, everyone loves Forrest Gump.
Everybody loves Forrest Gump. That movie is so beloved that it's never had that happen. It's just that's what it's not that good.
But it is.
I'll give you that. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's okay, Bo Oliver.
What's better? What's a better movie for Tom Hanks, Castaway or Forrest Gump?
Castaway.
Forrest Gump. Best Tom Hanks movie of all time.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump?
What would you say?
Castaway.
I guess maybe Philadelphia Story?
Angels and Demons?
No, it's just Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
Angels and Demons. I don't know. What else? Tom Hanks?
Toy Story? Does that count?
Yeah, Toy Story.
Saving Private Ryan?
Toy Story. Ooh. Yeah, Saving Private Ryan. Overrated. This question here from Luis Torres at Torres_L2429. I wish I was right now. Grilled cheese or lobster roll? Question mark.
Grilled cheese.
How old am I?
No,
what point in my life am I
at? The lobster roll is like an occasional treat you have during the summertime that you're like, huh, wow, that was really good. Grilled cheese.
I get a lobster roll when I go out with Elena's family.
It's durable, you know? It's always there. Yeah. It's there for you.
I feel like a lobster roll is going to really have in the summer.
It's like an old friend.
A lobster roll?
No, the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
All right, this question here from Gus at August Heydrich.
Keep these coming.
Though most people would say Game of Thrones, what series would you say had the worst finale and why?
Sopranos.
Dexter.
Sopranos, Dexter. A lot of people say Seinfeld.
Sopranos is a great...
No,
Seinfeld does suck.
No, what?
I... See, it's like I'm literally the contrarian today. I like the Seinfeld finale. I thought it was clever.
It was hilarious.
I thought going back...
Court scene, seeing everybody?
Yeah, yeah. And then being arrested for doing nothing. I thought it was... A lot of people say that Seinfeld shouldn't have done a finale traditionally. It should have just been another episode of Seinfeld.
It's kind of...
whatever they wanted.
I don't say it sucks, too, but I don't think it was... That's a hard... Comedies are very hard to end. How I Met Your Mother had a pretty...
Well, there's not like a storyline.
Wow, you just blew my mind. They got arrested for doing nothing, and that's the whole show.
Right,
that's
yeah.
That's fucking great.
That's why.
Wow.
Well, look at Teddy. He's like me figuring out Homecoming is about Chicago, the Kanye West song.
Yeah.
At the end, he's like, if you don't know by now, talk about Chi-Town.
Oh.
Like, wow.
Yeah, don't. Are you dead ass?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I remember this conversation, but I didn't know why.
You forgot it since then.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, at that time, I didn't want to bring it back up because I didn't hear the conversation, but I knew what you guys were talking about.
Do you remember the curb when they're doing the Seinfeld reunion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not really going well, and Jerry makes a remark. He's like, we already messed up one finale. And Larry David's like, no, we didn't. That was a good finale. It was good.
Yo, you're blowing my mind right now.
I just watched Neon Genesis Evangelion for the first time. Finale? Terrible.
Mm.
For a great show the whole time, I'm like, this is going to be a 10 out of 10. I can't wait to throw out my score on Instagram. I had to bring it down to 9.5.
Wow.
Finale was bad. And then I read 9. Up about
9.5 though?
Yeah, because the rest was so good. The ending did suck, but it didn't ruin it that much. Apparently there's an alternate ending movie that people consider the traditional ending, but you know, that's the ending you gave them initially. And I was watching it thinking, oh man, I think I hate this. I hope other people hate it too. And
yeah.
they did.
Okay.
It's very controversial.
I'm happy.
I didn't want to be the one on the island.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know, Dexter. I haven't seen Dexter. It sucked.
It's pretty brutal. The whole season sucked.
Doesn't like the last three seasons?
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't like one and two really good?
Four are nearly perfect. Five, six, as it keeps going, they're still not terrible, but they're not to the same standard at all. And then the last season, you're like, all right, let's see what we got here. And it just doesn't deliver.
Is he doing the same thing that he's doing in season one? I've only watched season one.
Yeah, he's Dexter.
He's doing his thing.
Kills you. Yeah, he's killing all the bad guys.
He kills you, dices you up, and
throws you in the water.
He does that for seven seasons?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does it get boring?
No, I always find it. They always throw like a nice little wrinkle in there, but I guess after a while.
It's kind of like Blacklist for me. I stopped watching Blacklist because it was just the same thing over and over again. But what's his name? James Holder?
Spader. James Spader.
Yeah. Where James Spade is just, you know.
James Spader.
where Jane Spader is just
David Spade.
It was just over and over again.
Dark
yeah.
voice.
His dark voice, and then he set himself up where he betrays the FBI, and then he's like, "Oh, I'll give you this guy if you help me out," and even though I just fucked you over.
Yeah, there's
that over and over again.
It's funny because the studios just want them to keep going if they're popular. It's just give us more, and a lot of the time showrunners will just say, "Okay, you know, it's keeping us in business." But a show like Walking Dead never had a planned ending, and it's just so obvious that they've just kind of wandered around and it's find a civilization. There's zombies there. We got to move. It's like the same thing over and over again. So,
like, you appreciate Seinfeld for that reason, though, because they did cut it off when they were at its peak. I think Jerry came out and said that they missed out on like $50 million or some shit.
Well, the deal was $100 million for one more season for Jerry alone. So it was $20 million an episode.
Oh my God.
No, wait, that's not right.
Yeah, your math is all over.
$4 million an episode, 25 episodes.
That's a big.
He said, I mean, he hasn't had a problem with making money since. I mean, they've done pretty well.
He hasn't really did much. B movie?
Yeah, but he's still making money off of fucking Seinfeld. I mean, the syndication deals. Jerry Seinfeld's worth like $1 billion.
Where's his, you know, motivation?
I wouldn't be able to find any motivation if I was him.
Well, Larry David has shown more.
Yeah. Which well, comedians in cars getting coffee. That's always a nice watch. That's something you just put on. You're like, oh.
Do you watch it?
I like that. I've seen a few of them.
But they seem like...
I never got into it.
They had this very specific idea for a show, and that's all they kind of wanted to do. And then Larry David was like, oh, I guess I'll do another show that's exactly the same, but I can curse.
Well, yeah. Comedians in cars is kind of like he's just sitting down. It's like, well, what if, you know, I just get in one of my cars and just... go get coffee.
Pick somebody up.
Yeah.
But look how influential that's been. That was the first show to put two people in a car, and now it's like Carpool Karaoke, and James Corden's doing it. It's a whole series.
Never seen anybody on a car on screen before, until that.
Before Seinfeld.
It's crazy.
That's what they do over there.
Does Jerry have any influence in Larry David? Well, Curb?
No. Not really. Their humor is so similar, though. It's when they get together.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were into it together.
I love their episode of Comedians in Cars.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one.
It's like, no one knows T's in here.
You know, that's funny. That's why I looked up Eddie Murphy, because I remember seeing, like, an ad with Jerry and Eddie in the car saying, like, you know, how much people want you to come back to comedy. Because I didn't know he did. He was, a comedian.
He's doing SNL. You didn't know he's a comedian?
I didn't know he's a comedian. I thought
he was
just, a funny actor.
Didn't you just say you watched his stand-up?
Yeah, no, I'm saying I watched it because I saw that ad with Jerry and Eddie in the car.
This question here from Mason Thorne at money_mace08. NFL predictions. I guess you could go who's your Super Bowl pick, MVP, stuff like that.
Patrick Mahomes, MVP.
Okay.
Patriots, Super Bowl.
Of course.
Who's coming out the NFC? What do you think?
These are your predictions, Dan.
What do you think?
I got Giants, Patriots, Super Bowl. It's a rematch. Third time. Eli goes out on top, kicking Tom Brady's ass again. Wins an MVP, his first MVP. Throws for 4,500 yards, 28 touchdowns.
You know, that's like getting an MVP.
4,500 yards, 28 touchdowns.
No.
6 interceptions, a 13-3 record.
No.
That's MVP.
No, it's not.
It's the best record in the
Mahomes
league.
Mahomes is going to have 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, and probably 12
is
and
he?
4.
Because I think he's going to have a sophomore slump.
Based off of your vast football knowledge. You watch,
I just have a feeling.
I got Saints coming out of the NFC.
You had to Google that, huh?
Oh, well, I was looking at the teams.
Plaxico comes out of retirement.
That's such a stereotypical Giants fan pick. I think the Jets are probably going to win the division.
Picking
this
the
year.
Giants?
I was going to say, let's hear yours.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Jet fans are a little bit. The fans in New York that are always crazy are the fans of the teams that usually stink. Like the Mets are going to win it every year. The Jets are winning it every year. The Knicks are winning
Jet
it every year.
Jet fans never think they're going to win it every year.
See, now this is revisionist history. I said, didn't we go to high school with this kid? It was every year him and his Jet fan gang.
We're optimistic, but we knew deep inside that it wasn't going to happen.
No, they always thought they were winning every year.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the 2 years in high school when they made the AFC Championship back-to-back years? Yeah, I thought they were going to win those years because they actually had great teams and made it to the Final Four of the NFL.
The years before that and the years after that when all those
players... Well, they were trending upwards, so we were right.
No, but they were trending downwards after those peaks, obviously.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, one to 2 years, you can't... Like, after having the years that they had,
yeah,
the next 2 years, you can't fault them because you know, you were that good.
We were right there.
No, I don't believe that. Because people can see when their team is not the same. You guys had like a 36-year-old LT. You're like, we're getting him next year. Next year's going to be our year.
You're still effective.
Bart Scott, you know, he's like 50.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
It was good years, though. It's a good time. Good time to be a Jeff fan.
Yeah, I'm getting there right now.
Yeah, now we got Sam Darnold.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
I can't. You already got a Sam Darnold jersey.
Yeah, it's fucking fresh.
Why would you buy a Sam Darnold jersey? It's just so weird.
Why?
He's younger than you.
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really? You're just the old 15-year-old Aaron, right? So when it comes to those Jets.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, maybe. But you get strangely attached to Jet quarterbacks. It's weird. That you defended Sanchez, as you would call him.
He was nice, though.
Yeah, those 2 years. Yeah. 4-0 on the road in the playoffs.
Yo,
4-2, but he won two each year.
Right.
I think that butt fumble was number one, not top 10 for like
People got to get over that. That wasn't even his fault. The lineman got bullied.
That was defending the funniest shit, man.
You've been defending that butt fumble for how many years ago was that? Like 7 years?
Yeah, but then we had Geno come in. I'm like, you know, in West Virginia, he was fucking nice. And that didn't work out. We had Tim Tebow.
Vic, yeah, Tebow. They never give Tebow
Bryce Petty,
a shot.
Greg McElroy. It's been a while. Josh McCown. It sucks, man. Sam's the one.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Nerd Soup Podcast. That's it for us today. Any last thoughts, Tenny? You're looking at me.
That was a minute.
That was about literally like an hour on the dot. Started at 7:50.
We did, right?
So it wasn't a minute. It was an hour.
I guess we did that.
I was at the game when Kellen Clemens came in, and we all stood up and cheered because we thought he was going to be in the next.
Hey, guys. Thank you for watching this video. And, of course, we would like to thank our Patreon supporters. Without you guys, Nerd Soup wouldn't be Nerd Soup. Seriously, your support is what keeps the fridge full, so thank you once again for your support. If you are interested in supporting Nerd Soup through Patreon, visit our page and check out the different rewards we offer to our fans. If not, then no problem. We appreciate anyone who takes time from their day to watch our videos. So thank you to each and every one of you out there watching, and remember to like and share this video. And hit the subscribe button if you want to see more videos like it. Or don't.